This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He fumbled
it. He fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Yeah, it was unrecovered by Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady.
Now that's the way to start this show off. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on BG Day tonight. BG Live. And Hugh, good morning. And we got ourselves a special guest in the studio to start our show today, Brandon Graham.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. That's all I got this morning.
How about good morning, Brandon Graham?
Brandon, you know, I was going to speak to Brandon. Good morning, B. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Hugh. What up, man?
Not much, man. Not much. It's BG Day, man. Happy to be here. You know, I like, full disclosure, I had the days mixed up. I thought Cinco de Mayo was yesterday.
Yeah, when we
well, people kind of celebrated
now yesterday. Now that we're here, Brandon, when we announced this, we were like, Hugh, we're doing this on Cinco de Mayo. He's like, wait, we're doing it on a Sunday? And no, we're not doing it on a Sunday. Cinco de Mayo is a Monday.
Yeah, I messed
so
up.
So you're good. We're all here. It's BG Day. It's Cinco de Mayo. How are you, BG?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, you know. I'm feeling thirsty.
Yeah, well, you're probably not the only one out there. What is this? I got to ask you just to start us off. We'll talk to him. We're excited to have you for this segment. What's this like for you? Like, not just the retirement and the last few weeks, but today. Like, having today, because, you know, I know WIP's here 24 hours a day, but we don't usually have special days like this. Like, this entire day is for you. What does it mean to you that we're doing this? And not just the hosts here, it's at the listeners. Like, we wanted to do this for you. What does it mean to you that we're having this day?
Man, it means a lot. You never know your impact. Even then, like, yeah, they doing this day. But it just inspired me to just keep having that impact. Others have their own impact and believe in it. Believe in what you bring to the table. And I think for me, it's been a bunch of times where I wanted to kind of take another role as far as, like, you know, being Mr. Positive, and that's my name, that's what they call, but you kind of wanted to go against it to let people know I could be a little negative sometimes too, but it's like, no, I'm going to be me. And so I'm just, if anything, I want the kids out there to say, hey, man, don't let nobody deter you from, you know, who you are. Be who you are. You never know your impact. Thankful for this moment right now, but it just motivated me to just make sure, even after this, to stay focused on what you bring in the next phase of your life. So just be me. I'm thankful to be here and thankful that they had this day for me.
You know what, BG, my question to you is this, because you've had a unique career arc from the beginning until now. So my question to you is, how do you stay as grounded as you are? Because like I said, when you started out, man, it was a little rough, mm-hmm. and you got to the point that you're at now. How did you remain grounded in all of this time?
Well, in the beginning, it was people that I had around me. Then became my wife. And then my wife been that saving grace as far as making sure that, you know, she's there, talking with her, getting the stuff out, and then putting my game face on, my hard hat on, and get back to work. But I felt like for me, I had to own that and actually do it, because it's easy to say, oh, I'm gonna talk to this person, but you don't be as vulnerable as you need to be. It's mm-hmm. not, it's no point, because you still thinking about it, you still worried. And I think it's the people that I had around me, man, because it wasn't easy, but you know, you find the people that you can talk to and get some stuff out where it's been a safe place for me, and my wife has been that for me. You know, of course, everybody know, you know, my faith in the Lord, you know, praying and doing all that too. But at the same time, you know, he brought the people in my life for a reason. So I try to maximize on making sure I lean on them and during them hard times, because it was tough.
Do you realize that what you've accomplished, and I'm not talking about the Super Bowls, but to be with one team,
man,
for 15 years, do you realize what you've accomplished? Like, I don't, because like when I talk to you about it, we talk about it, I don't really think the gravity of that has set in for you yet.
Not
because
yet.
You look around this station. Everybody at this station has had another stop somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Most every NFL player in their career has had a stop somewhere else.
Yep.
You've been in one place your whole career. Do you realize how significant that is?
Not at all. I know it is, and it's rare, like you said, because, I mean, for me, it's crazy how the guy I looked up to, Ray Lewis, you know, he was with one organization. And I played linebacker before I, you know, blew up and went to D-line. But it's all good. Like, that was my guy. But, man, I didn't play 17, but, boy, 15. I was like, wow.
BG,
that's crazy.
15 years crazy. In the trenches.
In the trenches, man.
With one team.
Uh-huh.
With yep. one team.
And made it through Chip Kelly, because Chip Kelly, boy, man. He was if you wasn't an Oregon boy, you was not on my team. You know, it was people that in these moments in time, man, it was like crucial moments, because I definitely was going to bet on myself and go somewhere else when Chip was offering me, was kind of lowballing me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up coming to an agreement. But, yeah, that was the only time I was like risking to go. After that Super Bowl, though, I knew I wasn't going nowhere, and we was going to always try to make it work. But I didn't know it was going to be 50. Well, at that time, it was going to be, eight more years later after year seven.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. That is crazy.
BG, what would you, like, if I said to you 15 years ago, let's take it, you know, go back to 2010, 2011, 2012, early in your mm-hmm. career. And if you had, either I was talking to you or you just turned the radio one day and you heard me saying, Brandon Graham's going to be here 15 years. He's going to set the record for most games played as an Eagle. He's going to win two Super Bowls here. Like, what would you have thought if you heard that? Did you envision big things like that? Or would that have sounded impossible back in the early days?
Really, it was only like 10 years. I was like, man, if I could get double-digit years, that'd be sweet. Not knowing if it was going to be here or not. And then, of course, man, if I can make this much in them 10 years, you know, all that, all the stuff to try to prepare, get you ready for your family yeah. and stuff like that. But I would have been, one, a big fan, like, oh, he believe in
that
me like
that? That guy knows what he's talking know? About.
Yeah, let's go. But I got to actually put in the work. And at that time, boy, training camp was work. Man, yeah. I don't know if I could.
Oh, the old days.
Them old days, if it was 2 days for real, 10 years. That's why I'm like, if I can make it 10 years, boy. Because that first year, I remember one time, me and Nate Allen, we was in the hot tub getting our legs ready for the practice. And, man, all I know is he was like, man, I didn't know that it could be this hard in training camp. I'm like, man, I know. Man, it challenged you on how much you love the game, because Coach Reed was going to get it out you. And he didn't care. We was going for 3 weeks straight. It was no off days like what we got now, and thankful for that. But, man, I'm telling you, I wouldn't have probably made it. I thought you would have been crazy for 15.
Most people think
style.
I'm crazy, so it works
that
out.
That style.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hugh, I just thought about this as BG said it. This might be Jason was just in here. We say hi to him. BG's mm-hmm. here. We're never going to talk to players again, like current, you know, or players who are about to be done that know what that training camp is like. It's over now.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. we're there now every year. And, like, you know, a couple years ago, we were doing shows from there, BG, and you guys were off the field in, like, an hour and 10. This past year was a little longer, right? You guys a little, mm-hmm. but still, I remember those days in Lehigh. Like, it's nothing like that again.
Ooh,
those days are over.
Oh, yeah, man. No question, man. I remember them days. And, you know, BG used to tell me, oh, man, you would have loved to be in these training camps. And I used to get a little jealous because I'm like, damn. If I could have just came in a little bit later, I could have stayed a little bit longer.
Uh-huh. You would have, for sure. You would have been dogging. I'm telling you. I know. You was already a dog. But
man,
like,
I tell you.
Man.
But it's like, I remember when Andy Reid drafted you, and you probably remember this, but I came in the locker room to meet you because Andy was like, yeah, man, I'm drafting this kid from Michigan. He reminds me of somebody. And I remember meeting you, and I was just like, wow, like your attitude, your demeanor. And since that day, you have, throughout all that you've been through, you've never changed. You've been the same person since day one.
Man,
that's commendable. That is commendable. And I and you know, when we talk, a lot of times, because you're it's still fresh for you, you're gonna look back on these days, man, and you're gonna look back and you're, because I really don't think you realize what you've accomplished. I mean, you're living in it, but you, I don't really think you realize what you accomplished, man. And I can tell you from an older guy, that's played the game, a lot of us look up to you because it's something that we all wanted to do and have that type of career. We just didn't do it. So we commend you for that, man. That's a hell of an accomplishment. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I really, really do.
Appreciate you, Hugh, man. All the talks we done had, man, I thank you just for even helping me, you know, just with a couple of those moments of, man, well, now I'm done. How you feeling? Like, how did I feel? You know, I mean, how you felt during this time? And, you know, just threw some ideas out there on something to think about. And I can appreciate that because, man, that's just a choice you made to try to help me. And man, I'm excited for what's to come, but it is something new.
No, you got choices, man. You got choices because you're here, and it whatever you want to do, I would think that, and I'm pretty sure, Joe, sky's the limit for you right now. Sky is definitely the limit for you.
Yep.
Brandon Graham with us live in studio. It's BG Day here on WIP tonight at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. BG Live. Brandon, last week, and we, you know today a lot of people were calling in, former coaches, teammates. So last week, Howie called in. He was on the afternoon show last week. And they asked him about you and your guys' relationship. And he talked about a story back early in your career. I think he said it was in Miami. You guys talked before a game kind of like, hey, if you succeed, I succeed. If I succeed, you succeed. I mean, you were his first draft pick when he became the GM. What's it been like, you and him together in this ride? Because you've both been here, and you both had some special, special moments together and some lower ones, right, in the beginning of both years. What's it been like doing this with Howie kind of on that same career track as him?
You had to be vulnerable in those moments because, I mean, with me, I used to get guys, man, don't trust the ownership. Don't trust this. Don't trust because they are for themselves. And I understand. It's like I had to learn the business side, and it's like it's nothing personal. It's just they work for the organization. They're going to do what's best for the organization. So I got to make sure I handle my business accordingly. So sometimes it's the back and forth that you're going to have, even off the field, even when it's not your agent talking to him, it's sometimes you get cornered and he want to talk to you and be like, hey, man, let's get this thing done. Let's do this. And it's like, man, you got to have that. You got to be vulnerable in this. And so I let Howie in. Me and Howie definitely has grown because at that time in Miami, I was so mad because he deactivated me. But it was like, you know what? All right. He pulled me outside. I remember he pulled me outside the locker room and he was just like, look, you need to get your act together. Come on, man. Like, we ain't waste our first round pick on you for no reason. We believe in you. Like you say, we go in this together. You're my first pick, and I want nothing but the best for you. But you got to make sure you're putting in the work a little more and make sure you're taking this more serious. And I understood what he was saying because it was more to that than what, you know, he said. But it's more – it was something that I needed at the time, and it was a good experience to overcome that, because now when we talk about it, it's just like, wow, man, remember that? That was a crossroad in my career where I could have folded, and I didn't, and I just, you know, handled it the right way I was supposed to. And, man, Howie, for sure, we got a better relationship than what we had when we started.
That's pretty interesting because, you know, Howie, I saw that in Howie and how personable he is, and I commend him for that because I was here with Joe Banner. And Joe, like, I like Joe, but Joe was not the type of guy that was very warm and fuzzy. You know, that just wasn't him. So I commend Howie for that. But I have a question for you, BG, because I know you're about to leave in a minute. But I need to know. Okay, I'm going to take you back in the time machine just a little bit.
Let's go.
Y'all won the Super Bowl, right? But I'm going to take you back a couple months before that happened. You're getting ready to do a show at Chicken and Pete's with Howard Eskin at the time. So I need to know. What, like, driving in, what was the thought process when you said, you know what? I'm about to flame A.J. Brown. I'm about to flame him.
Last year.
What was that thought process like? Because before you tell me, I'm going to tell you what happened. So I'm driving in. Right, so I'm getting ready. Because, you know, we do the show, me and I do the show. So I'm listening to the show. But I'm not listening. I'm driving, but I'm not listening. And Ike texted me, dog, you hear BG? And I'm like, I hear him, but I don't hear him.
Yep.
So then when I heard you, oh, bruh, you took the governor off. You went straight, like you went in. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, wow. And so that's when I got there.
Uh-huh.
And you said, hey, how did I? I said, yeah, it was bad.
I know you did.
You can't lie.
Joe, I said, we're going to talk about you tomorrow. But yep. It's cool. We're gonna be kind.
Yeah.
But we about to let you have it, dog. We about to let you have it. So my question to you is this. What was the thought process before that show? What was on your mind? What was going through your mind, man?
Honestly, it was just more of like, man, we know the passing ain't good. It was what he said to the media, and I wanted, it's like, as a leader, it's tough because you know you're going to have to answer to that and the back and forth with, you know, the offense struggling. And it's like, my biggest thing was, all right, I kept talking to myself, hey, man, it's all good. It's good.
You keep trying to keep calm.
Because it's like, I've been through this before. It's okay. And so, man, he just asked me at a time where I just wanted to just say, handle your business. And I tried to do it the best way I could at that time. Like, man, don't give him that ammo. That's all I was really saying.
Uh-huh.
Handle your business with your guy. And that was it. But, boy, it didn't come out like that.
No, it was great. Great radio. Great radio. Listen, man, we rode that horse for a couple weeks.
I ain't listening to none of it either.
And you know what? It worked, though.
My wife was even, like, sick. Like, we even wasn't listening to nothing.
It worked, though. Yeah. I mean, everything was good. No, you guys won.
That's all I cared about. I was like, man, how we bounce back from this, it's either going to help us or not. But I just wanted them guys to just – because I knew how special we was building to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so all those little distractions, just – you know how it is. You can't have that. You can't have it. And so it was like I did the best I could at that time.
Yeah, you was trying to be diplomatic.
Yeah.
But it was not received that way.
It wasn't received that way.
And I just want to say thank you for that, because that was great radio for
us. Oh, man. But you know what? I know that I've said not to do that, and I did that myself. So I was happy the way I handled talking with the team. Hey, man, that was my bad. You know, two wrongs don't make it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, I said what I said. Me and AJ talked. Me and Jalen talked. Then I talked to the team, said my apology, and then we moved on from it. And boy, I ended up crying. Even when I was, you know, talking with the guys, like, you know, just letting them know, like, this means something to me, man. I want us to win this thing, but we can't do that. We got to stay connected. And so that's what was my whole message. And I'm glad everybody, because that next game, boy, them boys was balling.
Oh, yeah.
And then look how it happened at the end. Everybody was balling. Like, AJ, Devontae.
Yes.
I mean, they both, like, you know.
So it was neat.
It was, I mean, man, I'm looking forward to how they do this year, you know, with them being, now y'all the guys. Y'all the real guys now. So when stuff come up, now y'all going to have to handle all that. And so that's all I ever wanted for them, man, is just to keep growing. All of us, even for myself, just that was a problem that we had to have. And so sometimes it got aired out, and it aired out the way people perceived it. And man, we ended up coming back from that.
Winning the
Super Bowl. So I'm thankful for that. But yeah, I wasn't.
And now, then, Joe, you gotta have a come to Jesus moment.
We had that moment.
I mean, he was asking for that come to Jesus moment for a year.
I was like,
you did.
Sometimes you just need to have a come to Jesus moment.
Yeah, you do. And that was our moment at the time. And I mean, it was people mad at first, but I feel like they know my heart and they know that it wasn't coming from a malice place. But I'm just saying, handle your business, man. Talk with your guy. Everybody don't need to be in it. And, you know, at the end of the day, if the passing is bad, well, let's spend a little extra on it, you know, after. So that's all I really was saying.
All right. So today's a day for all sorts of fun questions. I got a tough, fun question, though, for you.
Okay.
At its best, better team, last year's Eagles or 2017?
Man, 2017, I came to go off my boy. They were the first
team. They were the first.
And then come behind them, though, man. I can't lie. This one was fun to be a part of, and this one was a dominating experience, because going to those three Super Bowls, one, it was a back and forth where we make a play and then we win the game. Second one, we lose. Came down to the end, and we made a penalty that that cost us the game. Then this one was so nice because it was like
a dominating.
Oh, man.
It was just like enjoying it the whole time.
And it was the team that beat you the last time. So I'm thankful for those three experiences, but I got to go with my number one because that's the one that changed my career and my trajectory of my career. And it started going up as I continued to play the next 8 years. And so I was just thankful for that. It felt like those were my prime years, those 8 years that after that. So I got to credit that one.
Can you remember what you were thinking as you lined up for the snap that became the Brady strip sack? Like, can you go back to that moment? I mean, we all talk about the moment and the play and like how you made your move inside to make the play. But what were you thinking in that moment? Because that game is, it's one of the greatest football games I've ever seen. Just the back, you said back and forth, back and forth. But you needed a play on defense to finish it.
And so that's what I was thinking was, all right, I'm in the middle. Coach Swartz had the turbo. That's at he was thinking that it was going to be a pass on that play, so he called turbo. That's where I lined from outside to inside as a defensive tackle. And I knew Fletch was going to get all the attention. So I knew one-on-one at least if it was mine. But I was going to – I told Chris to cover me, and which means like if I go too high past the quarterback, he was supposed to fold inside to make sure that he doesn't escape through the inside gaps. And so when I got past the guard, I ended up seeing Brady right there. I reached my arm, closed my eyes, and bam! When I hit it, man, DB when I opened my eyes, DB already had picked it up. I ran to the sideline, went crazy. I mean, it was a moment like I never had in my career. And, man, I was thankful for that because it took all of us for sure.
Well, you and millions were jumping up and down.
Man, I tell you.
What an amazing moment. It really was. All right, BG, we appreciate it. I mean, it's a long day for you. And you got BG Live tonight, which we're excited for at the Colonial Theater. But before we let you go with this segment, I got it. We need your advice. So Hughes saw that you wrote a children's book, right? BG's ABCs, Tackling Football and Life. I got it right here.
I want to try the right one.
And now Hugh wants to try it. So I need you to give Hugh children's book advice. This is pretty awesome.
No, it is. It really, really is.
Yeah.
Nah, it's cool. You know what? I went with something simple as the ABCs, and I want to go through every letter on what it meant to me for A is attitude. You gotta, and I thought about football, obviously, because as a team, you know, you gotta have those, what can I motivate, you know, the kids on, and those, that's why we did it. And we went down, it took probably 3 days total out my life to come through with all the stuff, but it was like, man, it was worth it because they put that together. And
I like it, man, and I like the pictures and everything?
Yeah, illustrations.
I'm going to do the ABCs of petty, though.
That might not be a children's book.
Because I was telling Joe, I was like, man, like, I commend you for being as positive as you are, especially going through what you went through. Because I told him I would be super petty. I said I would be telling people all the time, kiss my ass, don't be bothered, like, leave me alone, because I can't imagine what you went through, how that felt early on in your career.
Yeah.
And then to have a flip side with everybody that you've seen in the past that had mean and hurtful things to say about you, all of a sudden your face smiling and giggling. That would be a problem for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I would let them know, because my pettiness is like no other, BG. And I would let them know every day. I like, yeah, I remember the mean and hurtful thing. I would have like little note cards for all them cats that be in your face asking for autographs. Yep. Oh, yeah, this is what you said about me. I'd be petty. So I'm going to do the ABCs of petty.
Hey, I like that. You know what? I want you to be you. But I want you to do it PG style where you can still get them.
Yeah.
You know, but
I'm working on that, man. It's a work in progress.
And that's what I love to hear, man, because for me, I had to work on some things too myself. Like I say, listening to people. People don't want to hear that positive all the time.
I don't listen.
People don't want to hear that positive. They want to hear, they want to complain. So sometimes I'm going to let them complain. All right, you done? Now what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, you're right. I'm working on it. I'm still working.
Yeah, he's got a long way to go, but he's very BG, man, we appreciate you giving us some time.
We are different
times.
Yeah,
it's all right. We all are. Congratulations on an amazing career. We're excited for tonight for BG Live. And a lot of players are kind of respected and liked. You're loved, man. I mean, just always remember that. You're loved by this city. Brandon Graham with us here. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. And everyone will see you tonight at Colonial Theater.
Let's go. And, hey, this don't happen without the ones before me. So, Hugh, I appreciate all y'all
appreciate
guys,
you, man.
Ones before, because watching y'all, man, growing up, it's like we aspire to be here. And then you get here and you don't realize that you got to work for real while you're here and to stay here. So thank y'all for that motivation. And, man, when we won that first one, it was for everybody because y'all boys was right there at the dough, too, against them boys. They ain't do what they did.
No, y'all got the revenge.
I know. We got the revenge. We definitely got it for y'all. And that's crazy how both our Super Bowls, we got revenge on the teams that beat us before. So,
yeah, that's crazy.
Hopefully we out of that stage, though, that phase.
Yeah, just win them that when they get there. All right, there he goes. Brandon Grabauer, we got a packed show today. We'll hear from a lot of former Eagles today. BG Day here on WIP. We'll get to your phone calls as well. Your chance to tell us why you love BG. Jason Avant joins us coming up next, and we want to hear from you as well. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on BG Day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.